I promised that we'd have a conversation with a player entering his 14th season, a linebacker for the Buffalo Bills, a two-time Pro Bowler, 2017 Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee, 73 tackles, 3 sacks, 3 forced fumbles last season, and the Bills are going to open up against Baltimore September 9th. That, of course, is a CBS game. Lorenzo Alexander is my guest. Lorenzo, good morning. Great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How you been doing?
Good, good, Lorenzo. Nice to have you back. Thanks so much. Let me start by saying for years, the question in Buffalo at this time was, could this be the year the playoff drought ends? You ended it last year, so we no longer ask that question. How much different do things feel in camp when you're coming off a playoff season?
You know, everything has been going great. I mean, I think Sean has done a great job of establishing a culture of winning around here, doing the little things right, fundamentals. And we really haven't even focused on what we accomplished last year. I mean, you know, you've been around this league long enough that it's hard to repeat in this league. And I think there was a stat he showed us earlier on this year that maybe 10 or 12 teams last year that made it weren't in the playoffs the year before. So we're not resting, you know, our hats on what we accomplished last year. I mean, we've had a lot of turnover internally anyway. Some coaches, obviously a lot of players are here that are new. So we have to recreate this thing all over. We've really been just building the foundation and trying to get ready for ourselves to open up against Baltimore here in a couple of weeks.
That's September 9th. Lorenzo Alexander, my guest. You mentioned Sean. So, of course, last year also at this time, you had a new head coach and you had a new staff. So it would seem like maybe then there was a feeling out process as you try to figure out exactly how good you can be. How much has that part of it changed now that you've got a year with that coaching staff and that head coach? Now how good can you be?
Yeah, I mean, for me, especially defensively, we obviously have a new offensive coordinator. I know those guys on that side of the ball are going through a developmental period, kind of what we went through last year as a team collectively. Obviously, a young quarterback and that competition on that side of the ball is going through things. But defensively, it feels like we know who we are. We have a good nucleus coming back. We run the same type of scheme. Obviously, we've added a guy, Tremaine Edmonds, that's going to be the bell cow in the middle of our defense, along with some supporting cast with Star and then Trey outside and Micah and Jordan in the back end doing their thing. We have an expectation of being good this year. And obviously that's lip service at this time, but that's what we've really been doing and just concentrating on the fundamentals and doing the things and putting ourselves in position so that we can have the type of play we had last year minus that lull that we had in the middle of the season where it looked like we couldn't stop the run for nothing defensively. So, I know we can be good. I think guys understand that coming in, and that's the way we are approaching this season as we can be a top five and not trying to fill each other out. How can we be good? Can we not? We know we can. Now we have to go out there and back it up. And obviously that has to be preceded with great preparation in training camp and as we lead up to that first week.
Bills linebacker Lorenzo Alexander, my guest. So in Friday night's game against Cleveland, wide receiver Jarvis Landry hit your cornerback Taron Johnson with a pretty brutal block, right? You've talked about this. You said, quote, Landry, he's a good receiver, a physical guy, but some of those plays that he has, Aaron Williams, Taron, I'm pretty sure he's got some other ones. I just think they're dirty. Lorenzo, listen, you've played the game a long, long time. You would never say something like that lightly. What did you see on that play that made you feel like that was dirty?
You know, for me, I mean, it's an illegal play as it is anyway. You can't come back in and crack by a guy like that. He's done it multiple times, and I understand that he's being physical, right? But when you do that multiple times and knocking guys out, as a defender, especially in the league where it's all about player safety, and I guess my beef is probably more with the league as far as getting that out from an offensive side because it wasn't flagged, and it should have been. It's just hard to watch because it's guys, Aaron Williams' career, this could have easily ended a young guy who hasn't even started his career yet, and I just hate to see that. I mean, our game has changed. I understand it. Old school football train of thought, that's a great play. You got to have your head on a swivel, but we moved past that, and I've had to make an adjustment, and I think, you know, receivers, you know, physical ones, whatever you want to call it, need to do the same thing, and that needs to be taken out of our game if we really are worried about player safety. That's a play that shouldn't be allowed to happen. A guy shouldn't have to a 10, 15-yard running head start and come and knock a guy out.
Lorenzo Alexander joining us. You know, to that point, if there was no flag on that play, and there was no flag on that play, if a defensive player made a hit like that, how do you think the officials would have reacted? Would there have been an ejection?
You'd have been ejected. If I make a hit like that, I'm getting ejected from the game. Hands down, there's no questions asked, and they would have been, you know, right to do so, and everybody would have backed it up. So I just think, and this is one of the discussions we always have in when we have the competition committees, and players always bring this up. It seems like there's a double standard, and the onus is always on a defensive player to make the right call. But you see offensive players do this consistently, and it's rarely called. I'm not going to say it's never called. It's rarely called, and they're not held to the same standards. So it's something that needs to be looked at. And I know it's hard for the refs to do it, but they need to be able to do it, especially when it's out in the open on the edge in that nature it was in our last game in Cleveland.
Bills linebacker Lorenzo Alexander joining us. All right, you mentioned your rookie quarterback, Josh Allen. He led three scoring drives in Friday's win. Yeah. What do you make of what you've seen from that rookie so far?
I like it. I think I made a comment earlier. I mean, he has my respect, but he's earning my trust. And I think that's the biggest thing when you have new guys, especially young guys, that you depended on. They look good in practice. You know, they're doing all the things the right way, but how are they going to respond in games? And for me to sit back and kind of watch him, his handle of the offense, be able to run a two-minute drill, have the awareness to, you know, time is running out. I think he sprints out, gets the first down, gets up, knows where to get the ball to the ref, gets everybody lined up, and is able to kill the clock to run another play. Is amazing to me, especially for a young guy to have that awareness. You know, another play in that same game last week, he gets pressure in his face, shrugs off a defender. Most guys, especially that has athleticism, take off and run. But he had the wherewithal to keep his eyes down the field and find Rod Streeter in the back for a touchdown. So he's showing me some great things. He's been hit physical. I mean, hit in the mouth and gets up and shrugs it off and has great confidence. So I'm very pleased at his growth and where he's going. Obviously, there's some technical things that he probably can work on, like every other player in this league, and he will develop that. But he's definitely going to be a guy that this organization can lay their hat on for a long time coming.
So safe to say you disagree with the criticism from Jalen Ramsey. In fact, what do you make of that criticism from him and everybody else about your quarterback?
Hey, I mean, that stuff is crazy. I mean, even Jalen Ramsey, just put him in that vacuum and everything that he said. I mean, he said Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady don't suck. So, I mean, you only can take what he said with a grain of salt. And knowing Jalen, he likes to talk, and that's who he is. And so you can't really lead in all that. He likes to do that and draw attention. That's, you know, the nature of being a DB in this league. But our quarterback, he's going to be good. I mean, everybody has their shortcomings, and he's going to work to overcome those and improve on his game. And that's why we have coaches here coaching him up and getting him right. And I definitely see his growth from OTAs to now. And to me, he looks like he is, you know, just has that confidence and has that it factor that star players normally have in this league.
Lorenzo Alexander showing up like he always does on the program. Listen, you signed with the Bills back in 2016, and at that point you'd played for a number of organizations, but it feels like you have really found a home in Buffalo. Did you have any idea how special that this place would be when you first arrived?
No clue. I mean, all I knew it was cold, and I really didn't want to be up here, but obviously I fell in love with the fan base. Really the grit that this city celebrates is, you know, it's all what I'm about as a football player. I'm not the most talented, but I'm going to go out there, I'm going to be prepared, I'm going to know my keys, and I'm going to fly around and play physical all game. And that's really what this city embodies and how they've overcome a lot of, obviously, the financial shortcomings and stuff that has happened up here to this city. And it's just starting to grow, and it's very vibrant, and the people are passionate, and I just really love being in this community.
Listen, if I told you back in 2005, after you were not drafted, that you would still be playing in your 14th season, what would you have said to me then?
You're lying. You know, you're crazy. I was just trying to, you know, scratch and claw and find an opportunity. And actually, at that time, I was thinking about shutting it down anyway, you know, being cut a couple of times. You know, I had my Cal degree. I'm like, hey, maybe I could go into business and do something else. So it definitely wasn't on my mind, and I would have said you was crazy.
Hey, listen, one last thought. You mentioned Tremaine Edmonds, and you've been working a lot with him in camp. When you were asked about it, you said it was, quote, a privilege and a blessing to be able to work with him. What do you mean by that? Why is that so important to you?
You know, it's just, you know, first of all, it's a privilege to be in this league this long and have accumulated the knowledge and to be around the men that I've been around, from London Fletcher to Mike Sellers to a ton of guys, Larry Fitzgerald, and go on and on. And to get knowledge from them and now be able to pass along that wisdom and pay it forward to the next generation and Tremaine and give him tidbits so that he can become the player and the man that he can be and then eventually do the same thing. Just to be a part of that process is truly a blessing, because everybody wants to be able to do this job that we do, you know, play on Sundays, the relationships that we build, and just to be a part of it, I'm never going to take that for granted, because I've been on the outside looking in I've been cut. You know, I've been told you're not good enough. But to be able to overcome all that and be a part of this still at, you know, 35 years old is truly a blessing.
No, it is. An amazing story, too. 14 years in, a two-time Pro Bowler, 2017 Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. And you got the Bills opening up against Baltimore on September 9th. Lorenzo, appreciate you very much. And always good to have you on this show. Thanks for getting us started today.
I appreciate you, Jim.
Have a great day, Lorenzo. Thank you. Appreciate you very much. 14 years in, he was undrafted. Bills Mafia, I know you're fired up hearing that. Your reaction to it. And he's not pulling any punches. He said, listen, the game is changing. The game is changing. I understand the old school has got their thought, head on a swivel. It's good hard-nosed football. But his point is, the game is changing. The referees are calling it differently. And whereas that play back in the day may have been good hard-nosed football, now it's not.